From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At approximately 6:30 a.m. local time on Friday, a car bomb blast in southeast Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounding scores of other people. Local television shows images of a large plume of smoke filling the air after the explosion at what is believed to be a police checkpoint. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, but state-run Anadolu News Agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers Party, the PKK, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov began talks in Geneva on Friday in an effort to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria. The two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria, something both sides want. The two diplomats have met previously, discussing the Syrian conflict with little success. The situation is complicated by the fact that the U.S. and Russians support opposite sides. The latest meeting comes amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria. Somali security forces said on Friday that they've ended a deadly siege at a beachfront restaurant in Mogadishu. Police Chief Colonel Bishar said the attack ended just before dawn Friday morning. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near a restaurant followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Colonel Bishar said 9 people were killed, including 5 civilians, 2 security personnel, and 2 assailants. This is VOA. In the U.S., Democratic and Republican presidential candidates are reaching out to minorities for support. Donald Trump is addressing African Americans in an effort to turn them against rival Hillary Clinton, who enjoys most of their support. Trump also has softened his stance on undocumented Hispanic immigrants, as Zlatica Hoke reports.
In the past week, Trump has been promising to ensure better education and employment for African Americans and to revive the declining inner cities where many of them live. At a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Thursday, he blamed the Democrats for failing U.S. minorities.
This is the year that the people who have been betrayed by Democratic policies, including millions and millions of African American and Hispanic American citizens, reject the politicians who have failed them over and over and over.
Clinton had planned to talk about boosting small businesses during a speech in Reno, Nevada, but instead she focused on Trump's record on minorities.
In just this past week, under the guise of outreach to African Americans, Trump has stood up in front of largely white audiences and described black communities in such insulting and ignorant terms.
Clinton has accused Trump of helping small hate groups and the radical fringe take over the Republican Party. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Already suffering from the earthquake that shook the area on Wednesday, 2 strong aftershocks have hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks, one registering 4.3, the other 4.7, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the towns. Meanwhile, civil protection officials have revised the death toll from Wednesday's quake to 267, mainly in the hardest hit towns of Amatrice, Arquetta, and Akumoli, which are largely ruined. Nearly 400 people have been to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. Search and rescue dogs have been brought in to aid in the search operations. Rosanna D'Arazzero is a rescue worker.
They can found, let's say, the smell of people, both a live one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
Authorities say they expect to confirm more deaths soon.
That's the latest world news from VOA.